What is up, beautiful people? You know who it is. You know how it is. You know what it is we do. And you know what it is we are here for. It's your boy, Massimo. To that side or that side is my man, Jay to the B from Healthy Funky Free.
Oh.
And together, we are Ignite Your Purpose. Our mission, our goal is to educate, engage, and encourage you, us, this planet, all of us, to empowerment, to betterment, and to kind of just live happier. Hug the world, hug each other. We like to talk. I love to talk. John actually has some facts behind him. I just spit venom when I'm up in him. And today, John, what are we going to yap about today? I think we've got a kind of a cool, real, real cool vibe going on today, don't we?
Yeah, we have got a cool vibe. Welcome back to you all to the Ignite Your Purpose podcast episode. Welcome. I don't know what episode this is. It might be 10. We might have recorded 13.
14, I think.
14. Wow. Numbers are climbing. Loving it. We were chatting earlier with a man called Grant, who was thanking us for our contribution, for putting this out and to sort of helping him on his journey to positivity and betterment and health and enjoyment. But he asked us a question about balance. So he travels a bit with work. Occasionally he'll catch up with some friends and he says he eats the great stuff, he exercises, he meditates, he does all the good things. But every now and again he thinks that he'll have a beer when he's having a catch up. And in some ways, allowing yourself to have a beer may do the mind the world of good. So we thought we'd bring this up today. Throw a few things in the air, our ideas, our thoughts. We've read some books, we've seen some videos. You know, this is just recycled stuff. Everybody out there on the podcast, the vlogcasts, and it's all variations of the same stuff. This is just our spin on things. We've been on our journey. I'm 44, Max is 30, baby something. But we've been on a journey. Gradual climb for a long time, and quite often it's been like this. Very rarely it's like this, but mostly there's that fall, picking yourself up and then climbing again. That gradual climb. So Max, do you want to roll into this first of all, and then I'll think of something to say as usual.
Done. First off, I think it was brilliant what Grant was saying. I read what he had to say. I think in the end, you know, whatever you do, you got to lay in your bed at night. So feel good doing what you do. Grant said something, he talked about balance, and I told him straight up, I'm like, the fact that you're even aware of life and balance, the life balance, whether it's health, meditation, overindulgence, underindulgence, I said that he'd won the battle, because that's what it's about in the end, is having that balance. Myself, you know, yeah, we've read books, blah, 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 but it's all about experience, man. And these are my experiences that I love to share with you. Some of you might realize that I love to talk. And my experience is this. I am, ask anybody, even John, I'm a special kind of crazy when it comes to being a freak of nature, when it comes to health, meditation. I might go to the edges of too crazy. Even practitioners that I train with in the hand-to-hand combat, in my meditation, they tell me to pull back, right? Because I tend, due to my background, I tend to go a little too far. An example I will give you, my mother, for example, from the old country, Italiano, right? She'll be cooking up the tiramisu, homemade tiramisu for the family or for people that come over, you know, now that we're vibing and all that. And I will not touch it. I won't. Having said that, I am very, very aware that we are here on this earth to enjoy, to be positive, to live life. And sometimes we need to indulge, you know what I mean? And I don't think that there is any problem if I did grab a little sliver of that. And I've actually made a conscious decision in the last 6 months to have a little sliver of that and eat it. I don't think there would be any issue there, because my mindset is never going to be, oh, wow, that one sliver is going to turn into a big fat piece to the whole cake, and I'm going to sit in front of the TV and then follow that with a pound of ice cream and then a bag of chips. So
might do.
it might, but I know me, I'm self-aware enough. And that's something John and I have talked about since episode one. It's always in the background is your self-awareness. That is a major
bingo
player in this game.
So, bingo.
I know John's biting at the chip here to vibe, but I don't think there's anything wrong with, if you're living, a lot of people rock it, and actually using that as a transition here, The Rock, who I love dearly. I mean, look at the guy. He is a stone cold pimp. Ooh. Love him. He has his cheat days. I know John's going to use that word in a bit. And he'll eat the pancakes. He'll eat the whatever, 15 of them. But look at that guy. You know what I mean? So I do think that it's okay. And I think that in life, there probably should be a balance in there. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be two one way or two the other. Go ahead, Johnny. Sorry for yapping.
That's good. That's all good stuff. I've got a couple of things to say. And they kind of intermingle, so I'll bounce between them, I imagine. First one is self-awareness, master key. And it's knowing why you're having or making the choices you're making. So we'll do words first. Where is it? So we all use the words treat or cheat. And I link those words to kind of diet and diet mentality. So I'm living this life, I'm eating this way, which is kind of a diet. So if I have a treat or a cheat, that's the way you think about that. But the flip side to that, and the more kind of self-aware way of thinking about it, is using the words choice or decision. And those words say lifestyle to me. So if you go, this is quite poignant. On Friday, we came in, had a great week at work, and we just could not be bothered cooking or making a salad or whatever it was. And we decided to go for pizza. Now, we have a place we go to, and they're as good, they're fresh made. But we make a decision to go there. We enjoy the pizza, put a movie on, and we know that the next day we may not feel quite as good as we would have normally done. But what we don't do is beat ourselves up and punish ourselves for, oh man, I wish I hadn't had the pizza last night. And, oh, and then those three tubs of ice cream as well. Historically, that's happened. But me, yeah. Everyone will serve up the ice cream and I'll be just going to go get a glass of water and I'll be in the freezer. But it's making the choices is to why you're making and being self-aware. Are you choosing to have it, or is it choosing to have you through either habit or is it through addiction because of the sugars and the sweets? And as soon as your brain tastes it, those hormones get flying around and it's like, ah, woo, I like this. So that's the one kind of side of it. And then the other flip side of it, let me put my stopwatch back on, Max. Plenty of time here. The other side of it is, whereabouts are you on your journey? So if you're The Rock and you're a freaking machine,
true.
Well, he could probably get away with a lot more things than you can or I can because he is where he wants to be. If you're at the other end of the scale, let's say you're 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, you're on medication, you're tired, miserable, all of these negative connotations. If you're at that end of the scale and you're happy, you're content with that life, and that's fine. Treat yourself all you like. But if you have a mission to get to the rock end of the scale and you are so far away that you can't even see him with the binos, then you have to make some hard choices that maybe those cheats or those treats are not necessarily the best choices you can make to get there. And by actually making those choices, you make your journey harder because you're keeping those links to the fats, the salts, the sugars. And so your brain remembers what they taste like. And so every time you see it, the freaking alarm bells go off, and then the temptation is a lot tougher. So that'll do for now. Max?
Let's vibe on also, I'm going to talk about two things. Let's talk about in humans. Let's say you and I tomorrow, we jump on a plane and we're in Africa. You know, there is a point to, you should try things. because there is indulgence. There's
checking out the Lions.
What?
Just watching the fucking Lions behind me.
You know what I mean? So to be on my end of the scale where you're, you know, in this little, you know, I only eat this one piece of kale and one piece of rice or whatever bullshit story you're telling yourself. There is a, like John said, if you make a decision, vibe with it, enjoy it. We're fucking human people. Just do what you do, but know your purpose, know your point, know your end goal. Having said that, numerous people talk to me about, you know, I could never give up A, B, C, or D because I'm such a social person. You know, I'm out all the time, yada, 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 dude. That is something you need to look at. Talking about self-awareness, it's something you should look at. Why you feel you need to poison yourself by overindulging in a certain whatever it is just to be around other people. To me, it makes no sense. To you, it might, but that I think that's something through self-awareness we need to look at as a species and as
a world. Yeah, alcohol is a tricky subject. It's quite personal and emotional. But what we do know, go look it up, is the body has no use for it whatsoever. It doesn't need it, and it is bad for us. And I used to say it, I'm being sociable. I'll go out and I'm having a drink to be sociable, but there's no real requirement to have a drink to justify being sociable. Why don't we just all go out and be sociable by talking to and interacting and having fun and engaging with our friends? You know, pubs and clubs and bars and joints, they can make it easier by having other choices. You know, the only soft drinks are Coke, Sprite and water. And sometimes if you're out for a long time, that might get a bit boring.
Now,
so if there was smoothies, that might make it easier, but go on, Matt, sorry.
Here's the flip side to that. Everybody knows, well, maybe you do or don't, I study Soto Zen. I've been a practitioner of that for a while. Now, the biggest and best brewers of, whether it's in Japan, so you'd say sake, or monks in Italy for wines, the Greeks, the Romans, you go back when the people who were not supposed to have those alcohols were the best brewers of. Now, it was for medicinal purposes, but there's also a human aspect of enjoyment. So take everything we're saying with a grain of salt, but know your focus, right? And, you know, have a, you know, sake bomb or whatever they did back when, you know, or to have 14 bottles of it, that's where we need to get to as a species, I believe, right?
So I think ultimately to answer Grant's question about balance, it's the self-awareness, it's knowing why you're doing something. And more to the point, when you step over that line or over that mark and you go to an extreme, trying to look inward and trying to understand why you've made that decision. What drove me to have three or four or five beers rather than just the one? Because just the one, it's once you've tasted one, the fifth one tastes the same. It's like having fine wine. You know, once you've had a couple, they all taste the same. So, just looking inward, trying to understand why the behavior is the behavior.
How are we for time, Brex?
Yeah, we're kind of there-ish. We've got a couple of minutes.
I think we're good, bro. I think we'll leave it at that because I've said what I need to say.
Yeah, me too. I'm just trying to see if I've got any inspiration written down around me.
Remember, people, ask more questions.
Yeah, more questions, please.
Stump us. Please, stump me. I love to be stumped. There are no teachers. There are no students. We are learning. This is the journey. We learn from each other. And the shit you say to me that I say back to you, it teaches us all something. And it's a beautiful thing. That's all.
Yeah, we are. Nobody knows everything. And we're just recycling the same stuff everybody says. And this is just our spin on it. We, like I say, throw it in the air. And if it resonates with you, pull it inside, have a think about it. Don't take it as rote. Go and ask questions. Do some research. Look up the papers. Ask more questions. And roll with that. So, Max.
On that note, ask more questions.
Hello.
We'll see you next episode, people. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.